All right, it is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas. And as you know, he is straight out of a coma. Matthew Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Hang on.
Yes, sir.
Hold on just a sec. Here you go. What am I doing? Matt, hang on just for a sec. I got to do your proper intro here. And here he is, Matt Thomas, straight out of a coma, back straight, not into a hurricane.
Yeah, I had to get out of that. I got my, it's coming on September 16th, so get ready, everyone. God willing, how it's going to work out with the weather. Right now, it seems like it's going to be cool, but all right.
Yeah, you never know for sure. How are you feeling, yeah. Matt? You had a cold earlier in the week, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's still there, but it's not there. You know, it's just, I got to get up and start doing things. And I was out wandering. Yeah, I did have a cold, and now it's pretty much gone. So I just got to get back. I'm going to start either tomorrow or get on the bike again. Got to start going to Balboa Pier and back.
Yeah, you've got your high energy going again. I'm glad. Henry the Millionaire is on the line. And Henry, was that a good enough explanation of Mink DeVille?
You know what? I didn't hear it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, sir. Okay. I've been waiting.
You've been waiting on hold. I was just saying Mink DeVille, I guess, was part of that whole New York scene when, like, Lou Reed.
Yeah.
The Dictators with Handsome Dick, you know, Blondie was part of it, the Ramones. I think he might have been friends with Joey Ramone also.
Great artist, man. He wrote some of the music for that Billy Friedkin movie, Cruising, with Al Pacino.
Yeah. Hey, you're on with Matthew Thomas.
Hey, yeah. Matthew Thomas, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
It doesn't get any better, my friend.
Yeah, he
any better.
He canceled his hydro bike ride because of the hurricane, but
hey, smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move. Hey, if I get waves in the bathtub, I say shine it and I take a shower instead.
that's so classy.
That's a good one.
Henry, hey, I'm a cupcake, man. I'm a cupcake.
Yeah, tell Henry when you're rescheduling it, because he might come out with his wife,
oh,
Cindy.
September 16th.
September 16th. Oh, that's going to I got a high school reunion lunch in that day, darn it.
He won't come in till 3 to 6, though.
Let me see what I can put together. I'm going to try to put both of them together.
You should invite the high school to, you know, greet Matt.
Well, yeah, did you graduate, Henry? I don't mean to be
1975,
rude, but...
Mr. Thomas.
75.
Woo!
Easy, buddy, easy.
You're at the top of physical graffiti.
Thanks, Henry.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Thank you.
All right, good talking to you, Henry.
You're on with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Who's this? Hello. You aren't on with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma.
All right, that's so good.
So what's been happening otherwise with you and, you know, your never-ending quest to make people
just
aware?
Doing, I got that coming up, and then Mother's getting drunk driving. I have different ideas. They gave me different times on speaking, then school starting, so that's going to come back in for my speaking. And then my golf tournament, which is going to be after that. After I do my ride, then I'm just going to have to think about my golf tournament. And then it's back to the training. But and then the different movies. I'm in the Newport Beach Film Festival. That gets decided in September.
You're in it? Did you get confirmation?
Well, I'm not in it, but I'm not in it. Sorry, that came out wrong. Sorry. I turned in my documentary.
Yeah, which one is it? You've got several of them.
No, I have. It's a ride from last year, Putting a Billy in Disability. And it's all in Newport, so I sure would... I'm not in it. You're right. I just entered. I entered into it. I'm waiting for the results. It should be September 1st or 2nd.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you.
And then, you know, you yourself are, you know, I had a fantastic email that I was going to send to you that somebody wrote about you. I'm going to see if I can find it right now. They were talking about, you know, the thing that you always deal with for the most part. I'll find it here in a minute.
Seriously, I'm not drunk.
Something along those lines. Let's see here. It is from Rick Barton. And among other things, he talks about, love your show. I discovered it when my truck radio broke and it's stuck on the channel that you're on. Great show. I love your all genres, all eras of music. I myself will listen to the Paladins, Hawkwind, Grobschnitt, Renaissance, Paramore, Kurungbin, Jefferson Airplane, Giant Sand, Scorpions, and Los Lobos. And that was just on one day. And especially thank you for introducing Matthew Thomas to the audience. I confess, the first time I heard him, it was the ad spot for the golf tournament, and I thought he was a voice impressionist, cleverly doing Carl Spackler, who was Bill Murray in Caddyshack.
Yeah!
Then I heard you interviewing Thomas and heard the story, and it brought tears to my eyes. What a hero. Damn, dude. Props from the desert. Rick.
Yes, yes, that is good. And then, yes, yes, that is going to be super. Because, and next week, I'm going to have Dave from Arizona on. So he'll be talking. And that's the first, right?
Yeah, the first, exactly. It'll be the day after the Poor Man's Morning Rush, end of the summer concert.
Yeah. That'll be good. It's going to be good.
And you'll be at the concert, too. You usually are.
Yes.
All right.
And I got to, because I got to pitch in my ride, doing all that stuff, and I'm going to probably hit a few golf balls.
You know, what he said about the way you speak, you know, we've talked about it many times on the radio. Maybe people have heard it. Maybe they haven't. But every time someone doesn't know you, you know, they
straight to it, straight to the bottle.
Yeah, they think you're drunk or imitating Bill Murray in some movie.
That is the classic one, Bill Murray, Caddyshack.
I laughed when I read that. That's a great email to you.
That is. He's here sitting on my sofa and no, I don't want to stick to anything.
Yeah, Matt, give your contact info so people can come up.
Yes, and if you want to keep up on all the events and stuff going on, go to positive-matters.org, or you can call me at 949-375-1178.
Matt, it's great to catch up with you, as always.
Yes, man. It's always good.
You are amazing human being, Matt Thomas. That's all I
know. And we're gonna do a new spot next week. That one spot you played was kind of slow. I gotta put a little oomph to it, but it's good.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. It is the Neuron Report.
Oh, you want my what's it called?
Oh, your instant request for our musical theme of the day. Yes,
I think it's by SZA.
Okay.
Love language.
Yeah, but it's got to actually mention a language.
Okay, then I don't know. I'll contact you later.
Yeah, just call me back. Who just texted you? One of your many admirers?
No, that was my, because I closed my thing, and that was the name, the video, it does that when it goes.
Oh, when the video ends?
Yeah.
That wasn't us listening to my neuron.
No, it was my big neuron going, whoa.
Yeah, here's how they go, Matt. Listen to this. All right, thanks, Matt.
All right, bro, we'll talk later. All right, thank you.